people seek the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series, and we're reading the 279th reading, and this is about the crosswords and vindication. And we're going to read this devotional, and then we are going to do a little teaching on this, and it's such a beautiful idea of vindication. So let's look what it says. It says, in starting off with this scriptural verse in Psalms 17, verse 2, "Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright." I hear you, son. What part, father? The crossroads you face, the conflict in your heart about vindication. You are always listening, daddy. Of course I am, son. Open your heart to me about it. You brought me so far already, father. You are welcome. Yes, you know that I always thank you. I know, son. Go on. Well, I have been crying out for vindication for quite some time now, and I'm just not sure it matters as much anymore, at least not in the same way. You are at the crossroads, son. It's a new place. I believe so, father. Is asking for vindication just seeking to be exonerated in the right of man, in the sight of man? Let me ask you, son, do you believe you are right with me? It was done at the stake, but more than ever, it has become so personal. Yes, father, I believe I am righteous in your eyes. So if you are vindicated in my sight, then why do you still cry out for vindication in man's sight? That's the crossroads, father. Suddenly, I'm not so sure I need that anymore. Son, yes, father. It's time to choose the gate. You mean the narrow gate that leads to life? Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Yes, it's the narrowest of all possible ways, and there are few who find it. I'm scared, father. What will become of me? I know, son. Fear not. For I am with you, and be not dismayed. For I am your mighty one. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, Isaiah 41:10. Then you've got me, Abba. I got you, son. Your humility is so beautiful to me. Will you walk the narrow road with me, Abba? Better than that, my precious son, I will carry you. Even to your old age, I am he. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46, verse 4. So that is our devotional about this topic of vindication and what this means. Now let's take a closer look at the word vindication. Vindication being the action of clearing someone of blame or suspicion. The action of clearing someone of blame or suspicion. Now, with that in mind, I want to read two Psalms to you. I first want to read Psalm 16 by King David. And Psalm 16 by King David, it talks about the joys and the benefits of a life living in compassion with Yahweh. And it says, "Oh, keep me safe, O Yahweh, for I have come to you for refuge." So David knew where to go for refuge. "I said to Yahweh, you are my master." So David knew who was in control of everything. "Every good thing I have comes from you." David knew where all the good things he had in life came from. Verse 3. "The godly people in this land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak of the names of their gods. Yahweh, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. Focus on that, folks. You guard all that is mine. This is what David is saying about being guarded. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. The land given, not taken, but given. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless Yahweh who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know Yahweh is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. Guarding and safety. Remember these things as we do this teaching. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice as I rest in his safety. For you will not leave my soul amongst the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. It's so beautiful. Now we go to Psalm 17. Psalm 17 talks about a plea for justice in the face of his accusations and persecution. This plea for justice. And now we're going to get into this here. Just like this devotional said, "Oh Yahweh, hear my plea for justice. Listen to my cry for help. Pay attention to my prayer, for it comes from the honest lips." So this is David making his case for vindication or to be vindicated. And we're all going to have a time where we're standing before Yahweh on Judgment Day. And just like in his court system today, we plead our case to the judge. And the judge will either sentence us as guilty or vindicate us and set us free. This is the second time this is going to happen. It already happened the first time. The first time it happened, we were guilty. We stood in front of that judge, Yahweh, and we pleaded our case in our actions of our former life, and Yahweh gave us the sentence, "You are guilty, and you will pay the sentence, and the sentence is death." And Yeshua came and took that penalty for us. He took that penalty for us, that death penalty, and he set us free. But there's going to become another day in his courtroom, that final judgment day. On that judgment day, we will stand before him. And now our plea will be based on how our life was after we've met him that first time and what we've done. And just as David here says, "Pay attention to my prayer, declare me innocent, for you see those who do right." And ask yourself, will you have that same defense on that day? Will you have that same defense on that day to say, "I have done right ever since I met Yeshua, ever since he saved me and rescued me that first time and freed me from death row. I have acted righteous in my ways." It says in verse 3 of Psalm 17, "You have tested my thoughts and examined my heart in the right. You have scrutinized me and found nothing wrong. I am determined not to sin in what I say. I have followed my commands, which keep me from following cruel and evil people. My steps have stayed on your path, and I have not wavered from following you." And you need to all think about this now. That judgment day is going to come. It's not going to be like your first day in the court, hopefully. Because that first day you were guilty for your sinful life. And you were sentenced to death. But Yeshua stepped forward and took that place for you. Now that you would have a new life and a new righteousness to live according to our Creator and to be righteous in his eyes. And now that second court day is coming. What have you done with that gift of Yeshua? Have you continued to live a life of sin where you deserve the sentence you're going to get, that delayed sentence? Or do you want to be vindicated? Are you looking for the righteous judge to judge you righteously? Look at it this way. Yeshua came did he really take that death penalty for us? Or did he just postpone it until that final day when he truly takes it for us? Ha ha. Think about that. Imagine that for a moment. Imagine that for a moment. We are standing in a courtroom, guilty, sentenced to death. Think about this for a moment. Yeshua stepped forward for us, just like when the children of Israel were starving in the desert and they went to Joseph in Egypt for food. And Joseph took one of their brothers and held one of their brothers until they returned with Jacob. He was held there until they returned. Imagine Yeshua being held for us until we return to this courtroom again. Just think for a second that, okay, he took our place on death row. Not the death sentence, but on death row. He took our place. And he's there right now in jail waiting for us. He's on death row. And Yahweh expects us, just like Joseph expected his brothers, to come back with Jacob. Yahweh expects us to come back to that courtroom. Just as if you were on trial for your wickedness. And the judge says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not just going to set you free so you can go out and do the same things. I'm going to test you and see if you've truly changed. Yeshua will step forward for you. But no, it says in the scriptures, listen to this, it's so good. It says in the scriptures in Psalm 17:50, acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, both are detestable to Yahweh. So Yahweh says in that first courtroom appearance, I can't do this. I cannot keep Yeshua down. What's going to happen is we're going to hold Yeshua here on death row. And you're going to come back to this courtroom at the end of your earthly life. And you're going to be held accountable now for your actions since this first courtroom appearance. If you, in fact, have lived a righteous life, I will, in fact, set you free and give you back your life. Your eternal life. And you will spend eternity with me. However, if you continue to do the detestable things and those sins that you did before this first court appearance, no. No. In that case, you will face that penalty of death. And it'll be a death much worse than you would have that first time. Because now you had no excuse. You've had my scriptures, you've had my word, you've had my salvation in Yeshua, my redemption, and you still threw it away. We are between those court appearances right now, folks. We are between those court appearances. And when we go back to that trial room, when we go back, we want him to say, well done, good servant. You have been vindicated. But we have not been vindicated yet. Let me put it this way. We are on parole. We're on parole. And only will that parole end after that second court appearance. Because if we're still found guilty, we're getting the death penalty. Do you want to spend eternity with him? We're on parole right now. And what does a person on parole do? They go to their parole officer. On a regular basis, they check in with him. On a regular basis, they make him see, hey, I'm doing good. I haven't messed up. That's called prayer, folks. You go see Yahweh on a regular basis. You're checking in with your parole officer, your judge. You're letting them know, I'm still on. I'm still here. And then you come to that final day in the courtroom. It's over. My life is over, and here I am standing in this courtroom again, looking at my sentence. Is he going to sentence me or not? And we have this plea, like this plea from David. I have followed your commands, which I kept from following from keeping me from following cruel and evil people. My steps have stayed on your path. I have not wavered from following you. Ask yourself, will you be able to say that in the second courtroom? Will you be able to say that? I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O Yahweh. Bend down and listen as I pray. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways by your mighty power and rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. Guard me as you would guard your own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Protect me from wicked people who attack me, from murderers and enemies who surround me. They without pity, listen to their boasting. They track me down and surround me, watching for the chance to throw me to the ground. They are like hungry lions, eager to tear me apart, like young lions hiding in ambush. Can you imagine going to your parole officer? Excuse me, Mr. Parole Officer, or excuse me, Mr. Judge. I'm trying to do my best to stay righteous. I'm doing my best to follow your words. But these are people that are after me to try to keep me, to try to frame me, to try to make me look bad. They're upset because I've been set free. They're upset. They want to destroy me. They don't like that at all. They don't like that. Please, Mr. Judge, help me. Give me some protection here. Put me in that witness protection program. Keep me from these evil, wicked people that are trying to pull me down. Those evil people are Satan and his demons. That witness protection plan is Yahweh and his angels. Hallelujah. We're going back to court. We want to be able to say, you know, just what David said, we have kept to his steps. No excuses. No excuses. No complaints. Just thanking him. And then David's call to the judge. He says in Psalms 17, verse 13, arise, O Yahweh, stand against them that bring them to their knees. Rescue me from the wicked with your sword. By the power of your hand, O Yahweh, destroy those who look to this world for their reward. But safety, the hunger of your treasured ones. May their children have plenty, leaving an inheritance for their descendants. Because I am righteous, I will see you. When I awake, I will see your face and be satisfied. Understand this idea of these two courtrooms that are coming up. Understand that our judge is going to make that final decision on judgment day. How have you been since that first appearance? How have you been? Because in fact, you can say Yeshua died for you and set you free. But the reality is, you were only set free while you were here. And true freedom is going to come on judgment day for eternity. It's a postponed sentence. You're not receiving salvation just yet, just that quickly. Let me see what you're going to do with this temporary freedom while you're on parole. Until you come to me again in this courtroom, and then we'll make that final decision if you've been vindicated or not. So I call to you today. Your life doesn't matter. Before you met Yeshua, that is your former life. But now Yeshua is there. He's taken your place and given you extra time to get it right. That's the mercy and grace. That's the redemption. You're coming back to the courtroom. For you cannot be set free the first time and continue living a life against Yahweh's guidelines and instructions, living a life in sin and coming back to the courtroom and expect to be vindicated. No, you must continue on the path and remember what Yeshua has done for you. And remember, you're on parole. Remember, this is a temporary freedom we have until we have the true freedom. Psalm 17:2 says, let my judgment come forth from your present. Let your eyes look with equity. Psalms 135:14 says, for Yahweh will judge his people and have compassion on his servants. On his servants. Psalms 37:6 says, he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. We look at all the prophets in scripture talking about this. Jeremiah 51:10 says, Yahweh has brought about our vindication. Come and let us recount in Zion the work of Yahweh, our Elohim. And then we look at the protection that he gives us, that witness protection program that he gives us. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and the vindication is from me, declares Yahweh. That is what we want. That is what we're looking forward to. Vindicate me, O Yahweh, and plead my case against the ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful and the unjust man. That is going to be our call the second time. The second time. Can we safely say, as we're standing there in front of the judge on Judgment Day, Psalms 35:24, or even before, as we're calling our parole officer or going to the judge during this process, judge me, O Yahweh, according to your righteousness, and do not let them rejoice over me. Can we truly ask him to judge us? Psalms 24:5 says, he shall receive a blessing from Yahweh and the righteous from Yahweh of his salvation. Do you understand that vindication? That sentence or that freedom is going to come for our eternity, one way or the other. One way or the other. Luke 18:17 says, now will not Yahweh bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day in and day night, and he will delay long over them? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 50:8 says, he who vindicates me is near. He who will contend with me. Let us stand up to each other. Who has a case against me? Let him draw near to me. Stir up yourselves and awake to my right and to my cause, my God and my Lord. As we call out to that judge on that final day, just as you prepare for a case, think about this again. I want you to get this clear. You have been falsely accused. You have been falsely accused of a crime. You have been falsely accused of a crime by man. You're sitting there in the courtroom, and then somebody comes along and says, I know the way it appeared. I know man didn't like this person. I know there's many crimes against him. But we have some footage here. We have some video here. Some video that was taken with a camera to show what really happened. And the judge goes into his chambers to view the video. And the video is your life. The video is your life. Have these people that accused you of all these different things, is it real or is it not real? Well, this video of your life is going to reveal the truth. The video started when you've been set free from the courtroom the first time. And the judge told you you're on trial, you're on parole. If you live according to my guidelines and instructions, the next time you come back to this courtroom, I'll make that final decision if you're going to get the death penalty or if you're going to spend eternity with me and be vindicated of these false charges. So you're in the courtroom and he takes that video and he's about to put it in the camera, put it in to watch it. How are you going to feel? Are you going to feel like David? I have kept your steps. I have not departed to the left or right. I seek that narrow path. Or are you going to say, I'm in trouble here. I'm in trouble here. For let me tell you all, that judge, if he's a righteous judge and you're righteous in your actions, you have nothing to fear or nothing to be worried about. But remember what it said in Proverbs 17:15. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, both are detestable to Yahweh. If you have a judge that is righteous and you are not innocent, if you are truly guilty, you should be very worried. Very worried. Because you know what the outcome is going to be. I tell you all again, we are between court cases right now. we have not yet received our salvation. We've received redemption from Yeshua in his mercy and grace, giving us time to get it right and make up for what we've done wrong the first time. The restitution of everything we've done wrong before that first court appearance. Going over beyond, going to the extreme for our Creator. Letting people know how wonderful he is. Restoring what we've lost that first time. To come back in that courtroom with a big smile and all the confidence in the world says, yes, I've been freed to go and make restitution. Before I stepped foot in this courtroom the first time, I was a wicked, evil sinner living against Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. But then Yahweh made it clear to me, I'm going to postpone your sentence that you deserve. Yeshua is going to take your place here on death row. And you will be released, not freed, but released to go back in society. What are you going to do now? Because there's going to come a time when you'll be back here. And I will judge you on your time. I will judge you on what you've done with it. But before you go, before you leave this courtroom for the first time, here is a book. Here are the instructions. Live by these instructions and you will be vindicated and truly freed and then have salvation. If you live against these guidelines and instructions, your sentence that you deserve will be given to you and you will be guilty. There's no substitute that second time. For Yeshua came the first time for sinners. He's coming back the second time for the righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live as the scriptures say. We have this great opportunity. He says, my yoke will not be difficult. Follow these guidelines and instructions and keep my commandments. I want you all to realize that the courtroom date is coming up, and I want you all to be innocent and vindicated. Praise Yah, praise Yah. That's my prayer for you and for me. But we have to take action and make that happen. I pray everyone takes this message to heart. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this wonderful day you have made. Thank you for freeing us in your grace and mercy to let us get it right. In Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, this is Sherry. Prayer and Share is coming up soon, and I'm excited to be taking your calls and speaking with you again. Did you know you are an integral part of our support? Beginning March 16th and continuing through the 27th, you will be able to stand with us in prayer and financial support. Please begin to pray how you can help WCNO spread the good news of Jesus through our programs and music. Won't you consider making that call? 772-221-1100.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Monday, March 16th at 7 a.m., the sun will rise on our spring prayer and share. Only twice a year do we come to you to raise funds for this broadcast ministry, and it is crucial in these days where the gospel and those who share it are under great attack. Faith is an active verb, and we are decidedly active in broadcasting His truth. This is a benchmark of our ministry. We fight the enemy with God's word. Will you join us yet again, or perhaps for the first time, in this holy endeavor? You can reach us at 772-221-1100 for more information or to donate early.